I work for the Katy, and first job I had in oil was 1911. And they put me in the boiler room. And they'd run a train down here from Parsons, Kansas or Muskogee, Oklahoma. And they'd put it, they had a round table down there at the shop. They'd run a engine in on there, and they could turn it around and head it back north. And they'd put it in there, and we had to take them pipe out of the boiler and put them over in a big rounding container and put it in there and cut all of that soot off them, clean them up. And you talk about a racket, that was. I didn't work but a few days and all I quit. Why, you couldn't hear yourself think, much less talk. And I had a friend that worked in there and he lost his hearing. Tony Bothy lost his hearing. He worked in there for years and all. And I went back out home and went farming. And then in 1911, I decided I wanted to work again for the Katy. And I come back down here, and they had a shack down there in the middle of the yards and all. And I went down there one morning, asking for a job. Don't need nobody, not hiring nobody. I got up next morning, went back down there. Ain't hired nobody now, don't need nobody. I went back at noon. Not hiring nobody, don't need it. I went back next morning, after. He said, I'm gonna give you a job to get shut of you. He gave me a job. And I went to work in what they call the bull gang. They had a great big push cart and I had to go up and down the aisles and pick up an old piece of metal that they'd taken off the car and taken put it over there in the southwest corner and all $1.50 a day. And then you work maybe a day or maybe a week and then you got to set up the car knocking. And that paid $1.75 a day, 10 hours. And then you worked at that, and the next setup you got was $2.20 a day. And you was on top of the ladder. That's as high as they paid, $2.20 a day.
Doesn't seem like much now, does it?
Huh?
Doesn't seem like much now, does it?
That's right. Ain't one old boy living that we worked together down there. Thomas lives down here on Walker Street. He and I are the only two living that worked for the Katy at that time. Thomas in and out of the Katy Hospital quite a bit. I seen him a few days ago and he said, I'm just barely here. But he and I are the only two left out of all of that bunch that worked for the Katy.
What do you call this thing that some people use when they're doing yard work, you know? It has these two handles and a little wheel in front. You can put things in it and haul around stuff in it.
A mower?
Well, no, not a mower. You don't cut with it. You can just put things in it and pick up on the handles and